Four presidential candidates were in Connecticut over the weekend in an effort to rally support for their candidacies ahead of the state's Democratic and Republican primaries tomorrow. WSHU's Ebong Udama has this wrap-up.
Vermont U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders, an independent who is seeking the Democratic Party presidential nomination, had the weekend's largest rally. He gave a rousing hour-long speech in front of thousands of cheering supporters on the New Haven Green Sunday evening. Despite losing last week's New York primary, Sanders, who was joined by REM frontman Michael Stipe, assured the crowd that he's leading a populist revolution that cannot be defeated as long as they vote for him.
When the voter turnout is high, we win. When the voter turnout is low, we lose. Is to create the highest voter turnout for a Democratic primary in the history of the state of Connecticut.
Earlier in the day, Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton rallied her supporters at a much smaller event in a gymnasium at the University of Bridgeport. She was joined by Connecticut's two U.S. senators, Richard Blumenthal and Chris Murphy. In what was billed as a get-out-the-vote rally, Clinton assured the party faithful that a win in Connecticut would put her well on her way to the White House.
I would be so honored and humbled to have your vote on Tuesday, and I want you to know that if you will vote for me on Tuesday, I will stand up and fight for you through this campaign all the way into the White House. Thank you, Bridgeport and Connecticut.
On the Republican side, Donald Trump made two stops in Connecticut on Saturday, in Waterbury and Bridgeport. The New York businessman told a packed house at the Klein Memorial Auditorium in Bridgeport that he's looking for a big win in Connecticut like he had in New York last week.
So you're going to look back at your vote and you're going to say that was the single greatest vote I've ever cast. You're going to go back 2 years from now, and 10 years from now, and 30 years from now, you're going to say the greatest vote I ever cast was that Tuesday I watched Donald Trump. I then went to cast that Tuesday when I went to cast my vote, because that's when our country started winning again and being great again. Okay?
Trump's Republican rival, Ohio Governor John Kasich, had a town hall at Glastonbury High School on Friday evening. He urged about 1,000 supporters there to vote for him because he can still get delegates, even if he doesn't win the state's primary. Kasich says a good showing in Connecticut would make him more appealing at the Republican convention in Cleveland.
So what can you do for me? Make sure that you get out and vote and allow me to win delegates in the district in which you live so I can go to the convention in a strong position.
According to the latest Quinnipiac University poll released last week, Kasich is polling at 28% among likely Republican voters in Connecticut. Trump is polling at 48%. Texas U.S. Senator Ted Cruz, who has yet to make a campaign appearance in the state, is polling at 19%. On the Democratic side, the polls show Clinton leading Sanders by 9 points, 51% to 42% among likely Democratic voters. Connecticut Secretary of the State Denise Merrill says, as of last week, nearly 77,000 people had registered to vote in Connecticut since the beginning of the year. That's almost as many as registered before Barack Obama's first election in 2008. Most of the newly registered, about 37,000 of them, signed up as Democrats. Another 23,000 signed up as unaffiliated, while about 17,000 signed up as Republicans. Only those who are registered as Democrats or Republicans can vote in tomorrow's primary. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.